What do you do when you've heard the good news? What do you do when you've heard the good news that will change your life? We invite you to go tell. That's what we do. Go see for yourself. Go see this infant baby that was born so long ago that we celebrate as God's Son and our Savior. You see, after the shepherds saw him, they praised God. Then they told everybody what they had seen and heard. If you don't know this Jesus this morning, if you don't know this Christ child that we're singing about and that we're talking about this morning, whose birth we are celebrating, then this is what we believe you must do. And that is to come and see. To come and see who this Christ child is that we're singing about. Know him for yourself. Come and hear his offer for forgiveness. You know, if you don't think you're good enough to accept this Jesus, I'm sure each of us have a story we could tell, an excuse, thinking that we weren't good enough. But you know what I believe? If you think that you're not good enough, then that's exactly who Jesus is looking for. Because Jesus died for you. This Jesus that we're celebrating his birth, this is a Jesus that died for you and took all of humanity's sins upon himself later in his life. For you. You see, this morning before your eyes were open to this day, God was thinking about you. We want you to know him for yourself. We want you to experience the forgiveness that Jesus offers. See the love in his eyes. Know the amazing adventure, and believe me, it is an amazing adventure that Jesus has in store for you. See that he really is who you have been looking for. Ask someone sitting near you or any of us singing or speaking this morning and say, tell me more about this Jesus. I want to know him. Because we understand that is our role in your life. To tell you who Christ is. To tell you what he has done for us and how he has come into our lives with healing in his hand. Yes, it can be done. It has been done for each of us. To tell you how he has shown us a future and a hope that is greater than anything we could ever imagine. This world can be a dark and lonely place. Amen. But Jesus said, I am the light of this world. He isn't hard to find. He has put his light in our hearts so that we help you find your way to him. Just as God set the star above his stable so long ago, may this be the very day you find your way to a life with him now and forever. So our call to you is to go and tell. Go and tell everyone that is associated with you and even those you may not know what Jesus has done or can do in your life. Go and tell because Jesus is here. He is in you.